Revival is holistic. Building the fire within as expressed by our participants requires care and attention to four key components: self-identity, time, balance, and community. Like medicine wheel teachings, these components are interdependent and connected and are in relationship with one another. Much like we observe in nature, for a seed to flourish, it needs a combination of earth, water, fire, and other elements. Building a fire is similar, needing parts to make the whole. This is a teaching of the medicine wheel, that without all, we are not whole. This is a foundational premise of this work and a hallmark for living indigenization, decolonization, and practices of equity, diversity, and inclusion. Elder Philip Gladue led a workshop on medicine wheel teachings to support participants to develop holistic and personalized digital stories. He shared, "We need this tool to balance our own lives. It is a tool. Remember that, so you can use it in many different ways. It doesn't have to be clockwise either. You can go all over the place and deal with those issues that you need to deal with at that time. So I think it's a tool that's very easy to understand. It takes us to where we actually want to go if we use it in a proper way." Just as the medicine wheel can follow multiple directions and uses, it is important to think of the main themes or components for survival in this way. For sharing our storied experience, we will talk about the themes one by one, but this does not suggest a linear approach. This is purely for sharing truths and dialogue. In practice, it will be up to the individual institutions and its members as to where to start in taking actions as a result of receiving the gift of this knowledge.